ASU bounces back from back-to-back losses with a win versus USC. And we are talking ASU Sun Devils recap from the game and a preview into their next matchup, all on today's episode of Locked On Pac-12 Podcast.
You are Locked On Pac-12, your daily podcast on the Pac-12 Conference. It's the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Thank you so much for tuning in into another episode of Locked On Pac-12 Podcast here on the Locked On Network. We are free and available on all platforms. Today's episode is brought to you by McDonald's, proudly serving communities since 1965. McDonald's has always been more than just a place to get tasty, affordable food, but it's an unofficial community center. A big thank you to our friends at McDonald's for always being there. I'm loving it. I'm your host, Cindy Robinson, former Pac-12 student athlete, and joining me today is Richie Bradshaw from Locked On Sun Devils to talk his ASU Sun Devils. Richie has found his way here after another win. Somehow, Connor keeps falling on the losses, Richie keeps falling on the wins, and it's just not making sense.
Yeah, and that's something me and you were talking off camera about is, am I the curse where I come on and then Arizona State loses, or is Connor the curse where they lose and then he has to go on the podcast? We'll leave that to the viewers to decide, but one of us is messing up right now. We got to get it straight.
That sucks because I would never want to be known as the one that's cursing my school. But as someone who has dealt with back-to-back losses in their time of being a fan and a former alum, I think a loss or two here isn't going to kill you guys to deal with. I'll just say that.
Yeah. I mean, at the end of the day, we had a nice little bounce back game to get us bowl eligible and against a in division rival and one that, with no offense, we don't really like them very much. So it was nice to have a pretty sound victory, although there were definitely room for improvement across the board. But all in all, a win's a win.
Yeah, I definitely want to dive into that game, ASU versus USC. USC, we've talked about all season long, not being the Trojan team that we're used to seeing. They've dealt with issues from their quarterbacks being injured and going back and forth with who's being the starter there, obviously losing their coach and having an interim coach for the rest of the season. And then losing Drake London to injury as well was a huge blow for them. And so at this point, it kind of seems like they're just playing to finish out the season, not necessarily looking to make a bowl game. And they might be, you know, the hopes might still be there. I'm trying to see if I can calculate if they're able to get in the mix at all. I have to go look at their record right now because I think – so they're 4-5. They could if they won their next 2-3 games. There's a chance, but I don't know how strong of a chance that I believe they actually have. They have the game against UCLA coming up, and then they have BYU versus USC. And BYU has ran through all of Pac-12 almost this season and completely demolished them. And then they have the Cal game that got postponed. That was supposed to happen this weekend, but got postponed because Cal has some COVID cases amongst their student athletes. So for you going into this matchup, knowing what you've known about USC, knowing what you've seen from USC this season, were you more in the mindset of this is like a game we can't lose, it's an obvious win, or was it, it's still the Trojans, we're not sure?
No, I mean, you can't discount the Trojans. There's been plenty of times over the last few years where we feel like that this Trojans team is overranked or they're beat up and they should be an easy win, and then we blow the game. Like last year, I mean, it felt like maybe not going into the game, but at halftime, we had full control of that game, and then they let their foot off the gas, and Keaton Slovis took them right down the field, and they ended up winning that game pretty convincingly. So for Arizona State, it's consistently just one of those games where we need to take it seriously. We need to take all 60 minutes seriously, and you need to play to the, excuse me.
Oh, it's okay.
I'm so sorry. My dog playing with.
It's okay. We're a dog friendly family over here.
Well, that doesn't help. I'm messing with my mic, but like I was saying, it just you got to take it seriously. Every single minute of the game, there's no breaks allowed, and USC is one of those teams where you can just never discount them, no matter how beat up or injured they are. Now, right. I won't say that it was lucky, quote unquote, but they were very fortunate to not have to go up against Drake London, because that dude is a big time difference maker. I would tell you that he was on his way to being the Fred Biletnikoff award winner this year with how dominant he's been. So ASU really lucked out with not having to play him and playing a beat up Trojans team, quite frankly. Yeah. But like I said, a win's a win at the end of the day. The defense looks pretty good. The run game was rock solid.
Phenomenal. Yeah. That's what I really wanted to talk about, that run game. Rashad White is literally amazing for you guys. Three touchdowns, 202 yards for 28 carries. Like a beast. And honestly, I don't know if without him you would have won that game, because you had Jaden Daniels throwing two interceptions and scoring no passing touchdowns. So at this point, I want to know what your thoughts are on Jaden Daniels and like his position in that as a quarterback, as a leader on the team, but like kind of not being consistent in the passing game and kind of relying on that run game to win games.
Well, unfortunately, I think it's time to hit the panic button when it comes to Jaden Daniels, because we're almost a whole season in now. He's shown no improvement. And I mean, not only are the stats lackluster, but the play is lackluster. It's not just the fact that he's only got seven touchdown passes. If the offense was consistently dominating the games and he was a game manager, then so be it. I mean, no one ever had an issue with the Taylor Kellys of the world and the Manny Wilkins of the world being very passive quarterbacks and doing just enough to win games. Right now, Jaden has become a bit of a liability, and I still love him to pieces, and I think that you can win with him. I don't know if you can win because of him, though. And that's what separates a great quarterback from a good quarterback. But either way, Jaden has got to start playing better football right now. He's got seven touchdown passes against seven interceptions. And I'm sure he's got a couple of fumbles in there, too. He's taking bad sacks. He's missing easy throws. Jaden needs to improve very quickly. He's one of the biggest reasons why we ended up not winning the Pac-12 South. And I mean, like me and you talked about, there's plenty of time for Utah to blow the rest of their game somehow, some way, and for ASU to win out. Like it's not impossible. It's just very, very improbable. But in order for that to happen, not only do you need some breaks from Utah, Jaden's got to play perfect.
Okay. Well, coming up next, Richie and I will give you a preview into the next matchup against UW and talk a little bit more about ASU's future in the next few games. So that's kind of exciting and kind of scary at the same time, if you let Richie tell it. But this episode is brought to you by McDonald's, proudly serving communities since 1965. McDonald's has always been more than just a place to get tasty, affordable food. It's a place where friends and family can come to reconnect, a place where classmates can meet up for a study group, knowing they'll have dependable Wi-Fi and endless supplies of French fries and McFlurries. Win or lose, it's a place where teammates, competitors, the home team or the away team can come to recharge. It's the place you always look forward to stopping at on a long road trip to rest your legs and refuel. For me, it's a place where I always love to stop and get my high C orange. And I still feel that way because I'm so happy they brought it back. I remember the day they announced it. I could not wait to go get my first one. I might actually have to get one this weekend. That's how serious it is. Just in time to watch all the games. I might have to do that tomorrow. But you all should head to your local McDonald's to refuel and reconnect. Did somebody say Locked On Pac-12 watch party? I think so. I'm loving it. I don't know about you, Richie, but I'm loving it.
I'm loving it.
Okay, and shout out to you listeners for making this your first listen of the day. We are free and available on all platforms, so continue to support and listen and check it all out. Now, Richie, ASU is looking to face UW this weekend, and they'll be making the travel to Washington, if I'm not mistaken. Now, Washington just took a major L to Oregon. And on top of that, is taking a L internally while their head coach, Jimmy Lake, is suspended for this matchup without pay after putting his hands, or what seemed like putting his hands, on a player. I'm going to say allegedly here, even though I guess there's video of it happening, but I'm not quite sure the full details of what's going to happen there beyond this suspension, but he is suspended for this one game. So they will be going into this matchup without their head coach. And then on top of that, they've already been having a rough time this season, barely kind of scraping by. And ASU for sure is looking like the clear favorite going into this matchup, and probably one of their tougher opponents that they've seen from the Pac-12 this season. For you, are there any concerns, especially since we just talked about Jaden Daniels being a liability, are there any concerns going up against UW in Washington this weekend?
Yeah, I'll go ahead and start with the obvious. You have to go to Seattle, and it's November. It's going to be cold.
And it's going to be rainy. I'm going to let you know that now. Rainy. Yeah.
Sounds like Seattle, right?
Yes.
It's going to be cold. It's going to be rainy. And it's completely out of the elements for what Arizona State Sun Devils are used to. We like that dry heat, as everybody knows. We play in the desert. Like, our winters are Seattle summers. So going up to a cold and rainy location on the road in hostile environment is going to be a very tough game to play. And Washington has given us fits in the last 10 plus years going up to Seattle to play that game. Where I will tell you I like our chances is this Washington team is not what it used to be. Like, even just a few short years ago during the Chris Peterson and Jake Browning era, when they actually made the playoff, this is not the same team. And I mean, obviously it's not the same team because things happen over the years, but I mean, it's like Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde.
100%. I mean, sorry, go ahead, continue.
No, I was just going to say, like, it's not a good team. Like, with no offense to them, like, I actually find I can pretty easily cheer for Washington. I really don't have any gripes with them at all. They're just not there this year.
That is fair to say. We completely had them positioned to do way better than what they're doing. We expected them to be in contention for the Pac-12 North title, nowhere near that type of play this season. And that literally is just the night and day from last season and how quickly things can change. And so I do think that Jimmy Lake is one of those coaches that may be on the chopping block for more than just the play, but, you know, also the other situation that he's dealing with right now. And I'll also mention that UW, I feel like when going up against Oregon, that was going to be the game for them, right? This season, that was supposed to be the matchups of all matchups, going to be the deciding factor of who was going to take the North. And the play that we saw from UW against Oregon was not even necessarily competition for Oregon. And that's not necessarily saying a lot considering how well Oregon has played this season and how they've been on the top. But, like, we've seen teams like Arizona play pretty well against Oregon. And so that is telling you a lot right there and what UW is actually lacking this season. So going into this matchup, I am putting my money on ASU and saying that they'll probably likely take this. But this could easily be considered a trap game, right? We've seen that kind of happen against Utah with them. And to be fair, Utah's playing a phenomenal game right now, 52-7 against Stanford. But we also saw Washington State come in and shock ASU. So it's kind of hard to put anything past anyone in the Pac-12 because it's pure chaos.
That's what we love about the Pac-12, though. Me and you have talked about it before. Me and Connor have talked about it before. We love the Pac-12 because it just – the hashtag Pac-12 after dark. Anything can happen. The rest of the country hates it because we don't put off the playoff – or put out the playoff contender that everyone wants from us every single year. It is what it is. Do we wish we had a playoff contender? Sure, of course. We want that national hype. But at the same time, if it means that we get Pac-12 after dark, then I'm here for it 9 times out of 10.
Yeah. I mean, as of now, the Pac-12 has one trying to stay in the mix, and that is Oregon, sitting at number 3 now in the college football playoff rankings. But they do have to face my Washington State Cougars this week, and you know we love to upset. So that's what it's been looking like this season. Definitely shocking some teams. If I'm being realistic with myself, I do have a lot of faith in my Cougars. I do think the Oregon Ducks are going to find a way to come out of this in winning. And I don't necessarily, I see it as a win-win. If Washington State wins, that's great for me. If Oregon wins, that's great for the conference, right? So it's a win-win in my eyes. That's all I see. But as far as UW and ASU, I think that ASU has a lot more riding on this game than UW does. They are kind of in a position like, even if they make a bowl game, I don't even know if it's going to mean as much to them as it would have to been in that competition for the North because of how they ended their season last year and wasn't able to play in the Pac-12 championship because of, you know, COVID stuff. So, I'm going to give your Sun Devils the two thumbs up because I think they're going to take it this weekend.
I think that we should. I'll put it that way. We should be able to go in there and win the game. But there's a lot of factors. Like I said, that weather is going to be a huge factor. Mm-hmm. And that defense fair. Is still pretty good. Yeah.
Yes,
that,
very fair.
It starts with Trent McDuffie because that dude might be the best corner in the Pac-12 right now.
Yes, yes. Definitely, I will say they have talent on that team. And you can't take that away. But I also think that the offense, even going into the season, was unsure. Like, there was so much uncertainty about what the wide receiver core was going to look like. They were heavy tight ends, and I don't know if they've been using them how they should, you know. So there's a lot of question marks there, and I think next season will be a revamping year for them. Going into the offseason, it'll be a whole, like, okay, how do we move on from this season and kind of put it behind us? And like I said, there's a good chance they'll have a whole new head coach to lead that charge. So that'll be one of those things we'll wait and see. And we'll probably talk a little bit more about next week when I do an episode about coaches on the chopping block, because there's a few in the Pac-12 that very much might be worried right now. I'll say that. coming up next, we will discuss ASU's bowl eligibility, their hopes to try to take the South, and just the rest of their season, a look ahead. So Richie is over there looking like, I don't know if he's as confident in his team as we would like him to be right now.
I wish I could say that we're going to go up there and dominate, but with the way they've been playing, there's almost a part of me that feels like we're going to lose, and I hate that much.
Now I'm going to think it is you jinxing your team because saying that right there, yeah, I'm going to remind Connor it was you.
I'm knocking on wood.
Yeah, okay. So for those of you that are heavily into betting, betonline.ag is back and better than ever with a new web interface for the start of the basketball season and more props, odds, and lines than ever before. BetOnline remains your number one spot for all the basketball and football action this season. Head to the new updated desktop or mobile website to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use the promo code LOCKEDON to receive your bonus. From basketball, football, NHL, boxing, and UFC, right to your favorite Vegas casino games. Don't wait to take advantage of all the amazing offers available for the 2021 season. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your favorite sports. BetOnline is where the game starts. Now, if you haven't tried a Built Bar by now, you are missing out. They say it's a protein bar, but it does not taste like one. You have to try one of these amazing bars yourself to believe it. Most protein bars are chalky or waxy or just plain hard to choke down. A Built Bar is soft. It's covered in 100% real chocolate. And when you bite into it, you know you're eating something different. It's more of an experience, one that you'll enjoy. In fact, you'd swear you're eating a candy bar. Built Bars are low carb, low calorie, low fat, low sugar, and high in protein. So all the healthy benefits on top of just being purely delicious. Another great thing about Built Bar, there are so many mouthwatering flavors, including coconut, raspberry, mint brownie, coconut almond, salted caramel, and double chocolate. Go to BuiltBar.com and use promo code LOCKED15 and get 15% off your first order. That's promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off at BuiltBar.com. Okay, Richie. So we were talking about this earlier, and we mentioned that ASU is bowl eligible. Thank you for letting me know that it's 6 games, not 7 games. I think I said this on my episode from yesterday. I apologize, guys. It is 6 games you need to be eligible, but I think 7 games puts you in a better position to get in there for sure.
A
better bowl game. So you want as many wins as you can possibly get, obviously. But yeah, so ASU is bowl eligible, so they have that to look forward to in the postseason. But their hopes to try to take the South. I'm the type of person to hold on to those hopes until the very last minute, hence why I think the Cougars still have a chance at the North. Don't pay me any mind. I might be a little delusional. But these are the things that make, you know, rooting for a team so fun, holding out for those miracle type of moments, hoping and wishing that you see something like that happen, because then it's a season that you'll never forget and you can take it down in history with you, right? I think there's a slight chance for ASU to still be in competition for the South, but that will rely on a lot of different factors. And one of those being that Utah starts taking some L's.
Yeah, like I said, you're going to need a lot of luck to go your way. It's like Jim Carrey from Dumb and Dumber, where he's like, so you're saying there's a chance. That's pretty much where Arizona State is right now, is there's still that glimmer of hope that the stars will align and we can somehow win the South. It's not impossible. It's just more than likely 99% chance not to happen.
But see, that's a lot of chance. Maybe let's say maybe 80%. Chance not gonna happen,
you know. So it's hope like that.
That you need the hope, though. That's the purpose of college football. You gotta have all the hope in the world, even when you know there is no hope.
If there's any sport where anything could happen, it's college football.
That is 100% true. I've seen some crazy things happen in college football. Mind you, I'm a Washington State fan. You already know, like, there's been years of struggle, and then you have a year like this where it's like, who are y'all? Like, where did this come from? I'm excited, but like, what? I didn't see this coming at all.
You guys won the North a few years back, didn't you, with Leach? Am I mistaken?
No.
Like a 10-win season one of those years. You might not have won the North.
But yeah, I would say they didn't make it to the Pac-12 championship. I would know if they went to the Pac-12 championship.
That's
okay.
Totally fair.
Trust me, I would know that. You would never hear me let that go ever, okay? Totally. But they definitely did make some bowl games. I have seen some impressive play by them after me graduating. Definitely saw a change when Leach came in, implemented the air raid offense. It was a difference. And just now seeing how they're playing, I feel like they're putting together a more versatile game. They're passing and running the ball. And I don't know. It's just more of a complete team.
I would agree. Wazoo definitely looks a lot better than they did at one point in time. So
yeah,
be happy with the way that they've progressed.
Extremely happy, extremely happy. But for your ASU Sun Devils, as far as the rest of the season goes, you know, there's only like 3 games left, I believe.
Yes.
So you have UW, and then you have Oregon State, and then you have Arizona. Now, one of those games is probably the more surefire. Yes. You're gonna win, even though Arizona did get their first win of the season this last weekend, and so now their confidence might be a little higher than it might have been before.
Shame on them.
But I know we have mentioned the game against Oregon State being a tough one because it's at Oregon State in Corvallis, and you and Connor have both said that ASU tends to struggle going up there to play. So, with Oregon State recently having some struggles of their own, who knows what happens in that matchup? But if it's working against you to go play up there, and then Oregon State may have a little extra fuel to the fire with, you know, trying to bounce back from all these losses, it could be ugly for you guys.
It definitely could be. Like, there's a legitimate scenario where we 1% chance we could lose out. Like, you got 2 really tough road games here. I know Washington's not the best team in the world, but going into that kind of environment is going to be tough. Oregon State is very, very good this year, and they're going to be a tough game. U of A is coming off a year where they just lost 70-7, and there's nothing on their mind except revenge in Tempe.
Yeah. So, and I always say the rivalry games bring out something different in teams. Like, they could have had the most tragic season, which they technically did, and can turn on a different switch when it comes to that game, because it's just literally that, you know what I mean? All of that energy is towards that and beating you guys. So I do know, I will say this, at Pac-12 Media Day, Anthony Pandy and Stanley Berryhill made it very clear that they are out for redemption this season, and they will not be losing to the Sun Devils this year. So I hope
they're wrong.
For your sake, right? For your sake. Okay, well, this weekend we will be seeing UW versus ASU, and we'll see how ASU fares. Hopefully we see some improvements from Jaden Daniels, but continue to see that run game flourish, continue to see the defense flourish. ASU is a very exciting team to watch. Don't let the, like, scores fool you from the past games. Or they're an exciting team to watch, especially when they put it all together. So good luck to you and Connor in this weekend, and hopefully your stress levels stay down. I'll definitely catch you guys on the Twitter stream, you know, Twitter sphere, and be chit-chatting with you all about the matchups this weekend. Thank you, per usual, for joining us. We appreciate having you on the show and giving us your ASU insight.
And I appreciate coming on, Cindy, especially knowing that I only come on for wins.
You have it easy. I'm telling you, we got to. I try to tell Connor, you need to just go ahead and switch it up and force you to come on one of those losses. I feel like you gotta break the curse. Okay. You gotta break the curse.
He takes it on the chin. He's a tough dude.
He does. He does. He handles it well. For those of you who want to check out more info about the Sun Devils, or getting, you know, all the analysts stuff that Richie and Connor drop on Locked On Sun Devils, you can check it out on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And then you can like, comment, subscribe to Locked On Pac-12 podcast on YouTube, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts. As far as Twitter goes, follow Locked On Pac-12 podcast at LO_Pac-12. You can follow Locked On Sun Devils podcast on Twitter at LO_Sun Devils. And then you can follow Richie at Richie Brads with a Z 36. And then me at _Cindy Robinson. Other than that, make sure you go ahead and check out one of our other conference shows. Locked On SEC, Locked On ACC, and Locked On Big 12 are all available on YouTube and wherever you stream your podcast on any platform. So yeah, check them out. They're giving you all the lowdown on the different conferences and letting you stay up to date on everything you need to know. Other than that, make sure you stay Locked On Pac-12 on the Locked On Network.